This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Have you or a family member been diagnosed with early-stage non-small cell lung cancer that can be removed by surgery? Consider talking to an oncologist about your treatment options. Why? Because knowing your options before you have surgery can help your care team develop a treatment plan that's right for you. Learn about a potential treatment plan before and after surgery at askbeforesurgery.com. That's askbeforesurgery.com. And talk to an oncologist before your surgery.
True North Stores beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a true rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Fans of this year's Winter Olympics are stopping by a new art installation honoring a certain halo-haired skate star.
And this is an example of her radiation right now. Look at that face. It's incredible.
And an equitable art fair opens at Hollywood Park.
It is spotlighting and just shining a light on Black creativity, where 100% of the art profits go back to the artists.
This is the LA Local, brought to you by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. I'm Issa Johnson. Thanks for spending part of your Thursday with me. Here's some other stories coming up on today's LA Local, February 26, 2026. The oldest Black woman's clubhouse in LA is celebrating 80 years. A Midwestern NFL team makes a possible move. Buffalo is grieving the loss of a refugee at the hands of Border Control. Megan Thee Stallion sets her sights on a new stage and a look into the local history of the Pasadena Public Library. But first, a major update in the battle for Warner Brothers. Paramount has outbid Netflix in the proposed takeover. A statement from Netflix said taking over Warner is no longer financially attractive. Deadline politics editor Ted Johnson joined us live regarding the motivation behind the new change.
This has become very, very political in a way that we haven't seen before in media mergers. So I think there's going to be some suspicion as to the motives of this company. Certainly when it comes to, you know, they're potentially buying CNN, certainly when it comes to that, but also in the creative community in Hollywood, what are the motives behind Paramount in taking control of such a big slice of the entertainment industry?
She captivated a worldwide audience with her iconic style after winning Team USA's first gold medal in women's singles figure skating since the year I was born, 2002. 156th Street off Crenshaw is now home to a brand new mural of our California snow queen, Alyssa Liu. John Baird got to talk to local street artist Gustavo Zermeno Jr. about what drove him to encapsulate her likeness.
Was it your idea to do this?
I live a few blocks away. When Alyssa won the gold, her personality just, captivated not just California, not just, the world, really. And I wanted to do something special for her. She goes to UCLA as well, so she has some ties to Los Angeles here.
When you're done, how long will it have taken you to do this?
I'd say maybe about six, seven days. I started it Monday night, drew it out Monday, started painting Tuesday, and I'm hoping to have it done by Sunday, the latest, Saturday, Sunday.
It is so realistic. It looks like a photograph.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Yeah, with the spray paint and then portraits this size, you get those illusion of the highlights and the shadows and those soft blends with the spray paint. It kind of helps push it towards the realism side.
And how long do you think it'll be up here?
hopefully a really long time. You know, we have the Olympics coming up in 2028, so hopefully have it up until then. And, you know, when people travel here to check out the Olympics at SoFi, it's not too far of a trek over here to check out, you know, our Winter Olympic gold medalist.
For those of you too far to drive, we have a video featuring the attraction on our Instagram at KNX News. Art fans can head right outside of SoFi in Hollywood Park to support over 40 independent artists highlighting the artistry of the African diaspora.
Freeze Week is essentially LA's biggest art week of the year, anchored by an international art fair that draws global attention. Now Butter LA is launching alongside in Hollywood Park for 4 days. Paris Tyler with Butter Art Fair.
Butter calls for folks to just really remember history. The Black arts are part of culture and tend to be, you know, just like really tapped into when it comes to ideas and sparking just like new thinking and just creating impact within the world.
Talk about what people will see and where are all the artists from?
Absolutely. So 50% of the artists are California-based, and then 25% of those artists are from Indiana. The remaining will be from other parts of the country, including Houston, Texas, Chicago, Illinois, New York. But the art fair is taking place at the Shops at Hollywood Park in Inglewood. It will be an amazing space to just even see not just art, but sculpture and visual painting and live painting. But there will also be conversations taking place.
She says it's about building long-term cultural impact, not just a moment. Butter LA runs through March 1st.
Arlington Heights is home to the historic Will Fandel Clubhouse. Back in the 1940s, a group of Black women acquired the red-roofed property for their organization. During a time when Jim Crow carried heavy influence, the Will Fandel Clubhouse became a safe space to conduct business. A group of around 50 women came together offering up $100 each to fund the property alongside fundraising with chicken dinners. The space is now used for goodbye parties, weddings, birthdays, and events led by civil rights and political leaders. Should they stay or should they go? Two states are butting heads about who will be the home of the Chicago Bears. The Indiana State Senate passed a bill today that would establish the implementation of a new stadium in Hammond. Jennifer Kuiper has more.
Indiana lawmakers have until Friday to put their best offer on the table to lure the Bears to the Hoosier State. Republican Indiana Senator Rod Bray.
We've said all along that we're gonna put a competitive offer out there and tell them that they are welcome, and we'll see if it comes to fruition.
Time is on Illinois' side. While the Illinois General Assembly doesn't wrap up until May 31st, Indiana's General Assembly must finish its work by the end of the day Friday.
As a Northwest Indiana native, I personally am hoping that the Bears take that leap over the state lines to us, but I know not everybody has that same mindset. Los Angeles is not the only city grappling with the negative effects of ICE presence in their city. The mayor of Buffalo has spoken after a nearly blind refugee from Myanmar was found dead after Border Patrol agents left him at a nearby Tim Hortons. Mayor Ryan said this in a news conference today.
And then the Border Patrol officers had no protocol of what to do with the disabled man who doesn't speak English, who is confused and lost. And you know what they did? They dropped them at a closed coffee shop. That's why we do not cooperate with ICE, Homeland Security, and Border Patrol.
Shah Alam was found close to the Buffalo Sabre NHL arena, several miles away from the location he was left at. His cause of death was determined health-related in nature, according to the county medical examiner. Making her Broadway debut, Megan Thee Stallion will be taking over the role of Harold Zilder this March. This marks the first time a female-identifying actress has taken on the role. Her announcement also hinted at the possibility of implementing her own music in the production as well. She'll be joining the cast just before the end of production, which closes on Broadway this summer after 7 years. And finally, did you know on this day in history, the first Pasadena Public Library opened in 1884? Well, I got to talk with Ali Garcia, the deputy director of Pasadena Public Library, about what makes their space special after 142 years.
We have 10 branches across our system. And so really the fact that when the Pasadena Public Libraries were being put together, the fact that part of the plan was to make sure that there was a library within a mile walking distance of every person that lives in our city.
But if your interests aren't books, they still have plenty of activities to keep you busy.
Last month, there was the pop opera, LA Pop Opera did literally a pop-up at Linda Vista Library and a couple of our other different branches. And they brought a 45-minute opera and made it accessible to children.
Special events also include crafting, language services, story times, and much, much more. Well, that's it for today's edition of the LA Local, sponsored by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. You can see the inventory for all 12 dealerships at lacarguy.com. I'm Issa Johnson for KNX News. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Have you or a family member been diagnosed with early-stage non-small cell lung cancer that can be removed by surgery? Consider talking to an oncologist about your treatment options. Why? Because knowing your options before you have surgery can help your care team develop a treatment plan that's right for you. Learn about a potential treatment plan before and after surgery at askbeforesurgery.com. That's askbeforesurgery.com. And talk to an oncologist before your surgery.
True North Stores beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy six Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1 liter flavors and get the seventh free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a true rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy six and get the seventh free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Breaking news from Good Ranchers. Over 85% of grass-fed beef in stores is imported. Most grocery store meat contains antibiotics, hormones, and harmful seed oils. Good Ranchers does things differently. All their meat is born and raised on local American farms. No antibiotics, no added hormones, no seed oils. Just one ingredient, meat. Visit GoodRanchers.com and get $25 off your first order with code RANCH25. That's code RANCH25 for $25 off your first order. GoodRanchers.com. American meat delivered.
Attention fans of Jury Duty. The groundbreaking comedy series is back for season two, featuring an all-new cast. This installment takes the comedy out of the courthouse and into the mountains above Malibu for an annual company retreat. The catch? Everyone but the new guy is an actor. Oh yeah, and the company is fake. Get to know all the employees of Rockin' Grandma's Hot Sauce, a family business with everything on the line. Season 2 arrives with bigger laughs, higher stakes, and the same heart that made the first season a cultural phenomenon. And here's the fun part. You'll be able to try all four flavors of Rockin' Grandma's Hot Sauce on Amazon. Jury Duty Presents Company Retreat is streaming on Prime Video March 20th. Don't miss the feel-good comedy everyone's going to be talking about.